Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Demai. We conclude Maseches Demai with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Chet, and we deal with the case of a person who wants to take maestros from his wine in his wine cellar. So, Misha Hayulo Eser Shuros shall Eser Kadayayin. Right, so the gentleman has 100 barrels of wine, and they are arranged in a square, so 10 rows of 10 barrels each. So for our purposes, in order to kind of visualize this, we'll think of 10 rows labeled A through J, right, and 10 columns labeled 1 through 10, right? So, Misha Hayolo Eser Shuros Shel Eser Kadayayin, right, 10 rows. The Amar, and he declared, Shura Chitzona Achas Meiser, one of the outer rows is Meiser. Ve'enyodu Ezehi, but he did not have one specifically in mind, and now we don't know which one it is. And he doesn't know which one it is. So that means that there are four possibilities. It could be, right, A 1 through 10, it could be J 1 through 10, or it could be A 1 through J1, or it could be A10 through J10. Any of those four lines of 10 barrels is an outer line. So, what do you do? No tel shte chavios lochsan. He takes two barrels on an angle for Trumas Meiser, right? Because, basically, if those are our four possibilities, then if I take two barrels from opposite corners, that is to say, either A1 and J10, or J1 and A10, and I take those two barrels, one of those two barrels is for sure from the row that was declared to be my Sarishon, right? Because if I take A1 and J10, so A1 is in row 1 and is in row A in column 1. So if it was row A, then we're covered. If it was column 1, then we're covered. And if it was in row 10, or column J, then we're covered by the other one, J10. And so, if I take those two barrels, then I'm covered, and I declare, one of these is Trumas Meiser, right? Whichever one is Trumas Meiser, whichever one is Meiser, is now Trumas Meiser on the rest of the Meiser, and the other one isn't. And then I sell the two of them to the Kohen for the price of one barrel of Truma, right? I have to sell them at the Truma price, and I only have to sell them at the price of one barrel, because the other one is free, because it's his. Okay, so that is, if I say that, what if the guy didn't say one outer row? He said, Chatzi shura chitzon achas meiser. The half row, one half row is meiser. So now, that doesn't quite cover the meiser, right? Because he's going to need to take 10 maestros from the 100 barrels. And I'm not sure how he's going to resolve that, but that's not what we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with what he did declare. So he declared a half a row to be Meiser. So now I know that in that half a row, there is a half a barrel of Trumas Meiser, right? So which half a row is it, right? It could be the first half of row A, right? A1 through 5, or the second half of row A, A6 through 10, or it could be the first half of row J, or the second half of row J, or the first half of column 1, or the second half of column 1, or the first half of column J, column 10, or the second half of column 10. So there are 8 possibilities. So what do I do? So, no tell arba chavios me arba zavios. So basically, he takes four barrels, he takes the four barrels from the four corners, because one of those barrels is definitely in the half a row that was mentioned, one of those four corner barrels. And that means that between these four barrels, one of them is half Meiser Sheni. Excuse me, Trumas Meiser. And then I'm going to basically give the four barrels, sell the four barrels of wine to a Kohen for the cost of 3.5, right? Because a half a barrel is his, because it's Trumas Meiser. Okay, next case. What if he says, Shura achas meiser, v'enyoda ezemhi. He says one row is meiser, but again, he didn't specify which one row. So it could be any, right? It could be A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, or J, or it could be column 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. So it could be any of those. So how do I solve that? So, notel shura achas lochson. So we basically have to take 10 barrels, right? And take those 10 barrels on an angle, right? On the hypotenuse. So either from A1, the 10 barrels from A1 to J10, right? A1, B2, C3, etc. Or the inverse, or I take the 10 barrels from J1 to A10, right? J1, I2, etc. And then all the way up to A10. And by taking 10 barrels, I basically have a barrel represented from each column and each row, if I take those 10 barrels on a column. And then, again, I would give the 10 subdits sell the 10 barrels to a kohen for the price of 9 truma, right? One of them is free, and the others have to be sold at truma price. Now, what if he says, chatzi shura achas meiser? A half a row is meiser. And I don't know which half row he meant. And again, like with the previous time we said half a row, he's going to have to deal with the other half of the meiser. He's going to have to deal with that somehow. Perhaps he already took that, right? Perhaps he already took it somewhere else. But we're not dealing with that. We're only dealing with the half row. And we know that within that half row, there's a half a barrel that is Trumas Meiser, but I don't know which half row. And now there are a lot of possibilities of half rows, right? It could be the half of any of the rows or half of any of the columns, and it could be either half of either one. So what do you do? No tel shteshuos lochsan. So then basically you have to take 20 barrels on the two diagonals, right? Going from A1 to J10 and going from J1 to A10. And if you take those 20 barrels on the angle, you have a barrel representing each possible half row. And then those 20 barrels contain amongst them one half a barrel of Trumas Meiser. And therefore, I would sell those two rows, the 20 barrels, to the Kohen for the price of 19 and a half barrels of Truma wine. And of course, the last half a barrel he gets for free because it's Trumas Meiser. And the final case, Chavis Achas Meiser. For whatever reason, maybe I already gave 9 Meiser somewhere else. For whatever reason, I only have to give 1 more Meiser, or I'm only giving 1 Meiser now. So he declares 1 to be Meiser. Ve'eniyadu Ezehi, and I don't know which one he meant. So now, somewhere in this array of 100 barrels, there is a tenth of a barrel of Trumas Meiser. Right? So, notel michal chavis v'chavis. So I have no choice. I have to break open all the barrels, and I have to basically take a tenth of a barrel off of each barrel, every single barrel, and give it to the Kohen as Trumas Meiser. So, if I'm taking a tenth of a barrel from 100 barrels, I basically end up with 10 full barrels of wine. But I actually have to crack open all 100 barrels in order to do that, because I have to take a tenth from each barrel, because each barrel is potentially the barrel that's Meiser Rishon. And then, of course, I take those 10 barrels and I sell them to the Kohen for the price of 9.9 barrels of Truma. And the last tenth of a barrel is his for free, because it's Trumas Meiser. Solek Maseches Demai. That brings us to the end of our study of Maseches Demai, and look forward to learning with you our next Maseches Kilayim.